The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
The Lord. Turn with me your Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 11. And I read from verse 12. And the Bible says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent take it by force. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. This first teaching tonight, we'll be looking at the topic, pressing forward through violent prayers. Pressing forward through violent prayers. I want you to know that the world is full of wickedness. In fact, I don't need to let you know. I know you know. But as much as we have wicked things happening on the earth, we also have good things happening. And for you and I, we will enjoy goodness in the name of Jesus. I want you also to know that how you choose to live in this world determines what choose to come to you. And I have come to realize that your choice in life affects your place in life. Your choice in life affects your place in life. Many times we have been made to know that prayer is communication with God. Prayer is not just only communication with God. That statement is very true. Prayer is actually communication with God. But it is not only communication with God. It is also God's way of placing us in command here on earth. Prayer is inviting divinity into the affairs of humanity. So it's not just communication. It is inviting divinity into the affairs of humanity. It is the way of God to place us in command on earth. And prayer is one of the ways in which man cooperates with God and brings the agenda of God for his life to fulfillment here on earth. Hallelujah. It is the means by which man calls upon God for his help and for him to accomplish his purpose in our life. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that it can be said that those who don't pray are like those who are dead. Those who don't pray are like those who are dead. May you not be in that category in the name of Jesus. And every believer that does not know the path of prayer is a believer that does not know how to experience the supernatural force that God has put in place for the dominion of man on earth. You enforce your dominion on earth, that dominion that has been proclaimed in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, I think verse 28, that God has proclaimed by blessing man. And said, you will be fruitful, you will multiply, and you will have dominion, and you will replenish the heart, and you will subdue it. This ordinance is only accomplished in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please don't sleep. If your neighbor is trying to sleep, ask him to stand up. Hallelujah. Because tonight, God is going to bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that without prayer, it will be impossible for you to live a normal spiritual life. You will not be able to live a supernatural spiritual life. You will not be able to walk with the Holy Spirit. And to be without prayer is to break off one's relationship with God. Because it will be impossible for you to walk with God if you are not praying. I cannot be a friend of someone that I don't communicate with. If I'm Pastor Kenny's friend, for example, we will communicate. Praise the Lord. One of the ways to know a healthy relationship is a relationship that has communication. Constant, continual communication. Once that is out, that relationship has a fault. Praise the Lord. So you can't claim to walk with God and you are not a man of prayer. You are not a woman of prayer. Now, we have understand what prayer is. Now, what does it mean to pray violently? What is the meaning of violent prayer? Violent prayer. What is violent prayer? Number one, I'll be running through. I have so many, and I'll be running through them quickly. Number one, violent prayer is to be aggressive in the place of spiritual prayers. Violent prayer is to be aggressive in the place of spiritual prayers. Hallelujah. In other words, it means that there may be some prayers that are not spiritual. I want you to know any prayer that you pray that is not connected to the will of God is not a spiritual prayer. Many a times we pray some prayer that are not spiritual prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you are praying the will of God, you are praying spiritual prayers. When you are praying the scriptures, you are praying spiritual prayer. Now, to be aggressive means not timid, not lay back, not gentle, not quiet. Hallelujah. Have you seen an aggressive dog before? I used to have one. Hallelujah. Very aggressive. Earlier today, somebody told me, I said, Pastor, do you still have that dog? I said, yes, the dog is still there. He said, I heard that some people that are into security are looking for dogs that are aggressive like that. And I said, but today, the dog is now old. It's no longer as aggressive before. Hallelujah. It's still aggressive, but not like before. You tie this dog down with chain, and you go, before you come back, by the rate of the aggression, the chain is broken. Very aggressive. Very, very aggressive. Hallelujah. You see, when we talk of aggression, we are not talking of anger per se, but we are talking of being focused, being ready for battle. Praise the Lord. Being ready for any challenge in the place of prayer. So violent prayer is not just those kind of prayer that you pray lying down on your bed and wishing for things to happen. Number two, violent prayers is to engage the power of God in the place of prayer. Violent prayer is to engage the power of God in the place of prayer. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Engage the power of God in the place of prayer. Many times when we pray, we don't engage the power. We pray, but we don't engage the power. Brethren, when you engage the power, you will know that you are engaging the power. Praise the Lord. We pray, but we don't engage the power. When you engage the power of God, great and mighty things are released unto you. Great and mighty things are made available unto you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is in the place of engaging the power of God that Jeremiah 29:11 comes to fulfillment. For I know the thought that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You don't obtain these promises on the platform of wishes. You are just wishing. It doesn't happen on those platforms. See, when prophecy comes, it has been released. The establishment of that prophecy is tied to your belief and your faith in the prophecy and in your action, because faith without action is dead. Sometimes you need to pray through those prophecies. Sometimes you need to act through those prophecies. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number three, violent prayer means to refuse to be gentle in placing demand on heaven for actualization of purpose. It means to refuse to be gentle in placing demand on heaven for actualization on purpose. It means fervency. It means persistency. And it means self-sacrifice. It means fervency. Says, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth. I don't know if any one of us have witnessed the place where a woman travails. How many of us have been there before? Hallelujah. You are not a woman, but you have been there before. Can I see your hand? God bless you. A friend of mine, whose daughter is studying, I think, either medicine or nursing, was telling me something. He said, the day my daughter happened to enter it as a student, I think into the surgical ward, said the evening she called me and she was telling me so many things and she was thanking God for good health. And she said the day also that she entered into the labor ward as a young lady for the first time and she took delivery by herself, the evening she called her mom and said, Mommy, is this what you went through to give birth to me? Mommy, God will bless you. Mommy, God will keep you for me. And the girl was just praying for the mother because she experienced what it means for a woman to travail. That is the kind of prayer we are talking about. Prayer that births destiny. Prayer that brings about a change. And can I tell you this? This kind of prayer is not tied to any program. Because sometimes many of us will tie this kind of prayer to some program and say, if it's breakthrough encounter, then I'm going to pray very well. But if it is 3 days SPQ, maybe it's just SPQ. I'll just pray, not my prayer. Papa has often shared with us, and I believe it and I know it. There was a day that we had a program. We were five in that program. Five of us. Even me, myself, I knew something has happened in my life by the intensity of the prayer. And I could remember very well when I got home, I remember I told my wife, I said, the siege is over. I told her, I remember very well. I knew something has happened. And that same evening, I was listening to a father in the Lord, Daddy Gio, and he said, You obtain your victory in the place of prayer, not in the place of playing. Brethren, violent prayer is not prayer that you just pray while you are sipping a cup of juice. Hallelujah. You are sipping a cup of juice and you are praying. No. Hallelujah. Number what now? Number four. It is the refuser to give in to defeat or to make the devil feel like he's a winner. It is remaining in the fight until you achieve victory. It is remaining in the fight until you achieve your healing. It is remaining in the fight until you achieve your miracle. It is remaining in the fight until you conquer. You don't give in. Jacob refused to give in. He refused, and his name changed from Jacob to Israel. And that marked the beginning of turnaround in his life. Tonight will mark the beginning of turnaround in your destiny in the name of Jesus. Number five, violent prayer is drawing out the heavenly power for earthly manifestation. Violent prayer is drawing out what? The heavenly power. Drawing out the heavenly power for earthly manifestation. How many of us know transfer pumps that are used to transfer water or transfer any? How many of us know? You know, they come in different sizes and capacity. A 2 horsepower pump cannot deliver the same volume of water that a 4 horsepower pump will deliver. But there are some pumps, they come like generator. They are so big. When they are delivering, the force of their delivery can carry someone and throw the person away. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They take from one source and they deliver massively into another source. Until we get to the place of understanding that prayer is drawing from God, The more, and that is why when you see a man that draw often from God, is a man that is a carrier of massive delivery. Praise the Lord. The level of your delivery is as a result of your level of sucking the power from God. If your neighbor is sleeping, give him a knuckle. Tell him, wake up. Tell her, wake up. The apostles understood this, and the Bible says in Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with one accord in one place, and suddenly they draw out from heaven. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. These were not accomplished on the platform of sitting down and playing. They were drawing power. Say, I will draw power. Say, I will draw power. This morning, I'm going to draw power. We've not had this kind of exercise for a long while. So I don't know how people feel about this, but for me, it's a special night. For me, it's a special night. It's a special night. It's a special night. It's a special night. And tonight, just like the servant of God has declared earlier, you are going to encounter something in the name of Jesus. Number 6, violent prayer is enforcing your desire. Your desires, the plan of God. The Bible said the desires of the righteous shall be granted. The desires of your heart in righteousness. The plan of God for you, and His will for you, and His will here on earth for our dominion. It is not throwing punches with the devil. It is the enforcement of the will of God. How many of us know that we are not fighting from the position of a victim, but from the position of a victor? How many of us know that? Hallelujah. So what we need is enforcement. Say enforcement. 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 The Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 5 verse 19, it says, and we know that we are of God. We know that we are of God. And the whole world lieth in wickedness. But we know that we are of God. If we are of God, then we carry the power of God. A lion cub does not need to prove to anybody that it's a lion cub. When you see it, you will know it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number 7, violent prayer is not religious exercise. It's not a religious exercise. It is not the shaking of your head. You know, some people, when they are praying, they'll be shaking their head. I'm not saying it's bad to do that. If you want to do that, it's okay. It is not gymnastic, jumping up and down. No. It's not a religious exercise. Hallelujah. It is obtaining force of heaven for your authority here on earth. You see, as a soldier, we need to use his weapon sometimes in order for them to enforce their authority. How many of us know sometimes soldiers use their weapon in order for them to enforce their authority? Maybe there's a key or somewhere. When they get there and they say, stop it, and people are not stopping, they'll raise up their rifle, pa, 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 pa. When they fire into the sky, pa, 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 everybody clear. You know why? They want to enforce their authority. So the moment they pa, 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 everybody knows that something is happening. Everybody knows that, yes, these people meant what they want to do. So everybody obey immediately. It is not to test their weapon. It is to enforce their authority. Violent prayer is not gymnastic. It's a platform for enforcement of spiritual force. And how violent you get to do, how violent you are with your destiny, determines how well you will enforce your destiny. Your destiny has been given to you, but so many things will militate against it. Paul the Apostle says, an effectual fervent way is open unto us, but the way is open, but there are many adversaries. There is always adversary. How violent you get with your destiny determines how much you can enforce that destiny. You will enforce your destiny. You will enforce your destiny. I say you will enforce your destiny. Hallelujah. What are the effects of violent prayer? Quickly, I'll just run through those. The effects of violent prayer. I'll just run through them quickly. Because of my time is almost up. Hallelujah. Number one is access to power. Access to power. Access to power. When you engage in violent prayer, access to power is made available unto you. Says access to power. Say access to power. Access to power. Don't be deceived. The enemy is powerful. The enemy is what? Is powerful. But greater is he that is in us than he that is what? In the world. But for you to have this greater power, you must tap into it in the place of violent prayers. You must tap into it in the place of violent prayers. And as you engage in these prayers, you see yourself manifesting the power that is in this prayer. You manifest the power that is in the prayer. And that is in the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. Number two, effect of violent prayer is violent prayer gives you access to victory. It gives you what? Access to victory. Victory in every area of life. Victory in every area of life. May you access victory in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Mark chapter 10 verse 27, and Jesus looking upon them said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Now if all things are possible with God, we effect this in the place of violent prayer. In the place of prayer. And as we engage in this authority of prayer this morning, God will make things to become possible for us in Jesus' name. Acts of Mark chapter 11 verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Same in the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. Knock, and the door shall be opened. You see, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Until you ask, until you seek, and until you knock, it shall not be open. Many a times, many of us are asking, but we are not seeking. Many a times, many of us are seeking, but we stop at that point. We are not knocking. I know that God will grant us power for victory in the name of Jesus. Effect of violent prayers is authority for dominion. Say, I receive authority for dominion in the name of Jesus. Authority for dominion. Authority for dominion. No king can reign without authority. It is with authority that a king reigns. So if you want to be a king in life, you must have authority for you to dominate. And that authority is made available in the place of prayer. The wickedness of this world will not subdue themselves to you on the platform of wishing. They will not submit themselves unto you on the platform of negotiation. It is on that platform of force. We all know what is happening. One big nation recently attacked one other nation that is not as powerful. and as big as they are. But the other nation is giving them tough time, serious resistance, serious challenge. Now they are having a rethink. Before they say we will not negotiate, now they said the door of negotiation is open. Praise the Lord. If you will not resist the devil, he will not flee away from you. He will come carry his seat and sit down, brekete, and enjoy his life at your own detriment. And that will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Number four, freedom from evil oppression of the devil. Violent prayer, free man from oppression of the devil. Number five is grace for outstanding result. Grace for outstanding result. No man enjoys great result without great prayers. Great results does not come except great prayers are made. And as I round up tonight, the servant of God I preached last Sunday said, when you are unable to attain certain levels, it's because grace has not been given for you for that level. When you're unable to assess certain things or you don't have capacity for some things, grace has not been given. When grace is given, you will operate at that level. And I tell you, you obtain grace in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Characteristics of violent prayer, as I round up. Number one, it is persistent. It is persistent. It never give up. It never give up. Violent prayers never give up. It is persistent. Just like that woman in the book of Luke, that widow, that persistent widow in the book of Luke chapter 18 from verse 1 to 8. The judge will not answer her for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest I continue coming with me. The woman never gave up. Continue bombarding devil. Don't be satisfied with little. That's one thing I've realized. I've made mistakes a lot about in the past. Now I'm born again from such. Small thing, then you are comfortable. I used to be like that before, but not again. Don't be satisfied with little. Don't be satisfied with little. Because you are not created for little. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you this? No one is born to be little. They're born to be great. The servant of God, I was listening to the servant of God, Bishop Oyedepo, the ongoing conference, and he said something. He said, no church is meant to remain little. Church is meant to remain little. And I say to you, you are not also meant to remain little. You are not to be little. You must understand. You can't be doing something that is little and you want a massive result. You want to tell me someone that comes out with 2-2 and a person that comes out with first class, it is the same effort? No. It's not the same. Hallelujah. There is what it takes. And until you are ready to give that what it takes, you can't obtain what will make you to be what you want to be. So please, let's get away from these shushushushu prayers. I used to call it shuke-shuke prayers. Get into the place of aggressive prayers. Hallelujah. Number two, characteristic of violent prayer is it is fervent. It is fervent. It's not, he said, this kind of prayer does not play in the place of prayer. James chapter 5, verse 8. Fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous. Number three, characteristics of violent prayer, these kind of prayers are combined with fasting. Jesus said, this kind goeth not out, but with what? Fasting and prayer. If you are fasting, you don't pray, you are wasting your time. If you are praying, you don't know how to fast. It's the same thing. The two must combine themselves. Papa will say that fasting will put you on the fast lane. Fasting will put you on the fast lane. When you want the effect of your violent prayer to be more, combine it with fasting. And you achieve greater power. Say, I'm achieving greater power. Violent prayer must be accompanied with righteousness. It must be accompanied with righteousness. And lastly, violent prayers are prayers that have the interest of the kingdom. Interest of the kingdom. They are kingdom-based. Many of us don't know how to pray kingdom prayers. Kingdom-based prayers. Kingdom interest prayers. And as you engage in this, you see God doing things that you have not been praying about, self. May the Lord open us up to the power of effectual, fervent prayers in the name of Jesus. May we have deeper understanding of what it takes to intercede and to achieve victory in the name of Jesus. May you receive the grace for violent prayers in the name of Jesus. Every opportunity that comes your way to pray, don't trivialize it. Don't let those opportunities pass you by. I've learned one thing from the servant of God. Anytime any prayer is called, you will never see him taking it casual. No, he is never casual about prayers. You see, me, I observe a lot. I observe. Somebody did something somewhere recently. I pretend as if I did not see. And a few days after, I was telling them that, do you remember this? They said, okay, how did you know? I said, stay there. I observe. I may not talk, but I am observing. I know things by observation. I've observed the servant of God. There is no prayer, either prayer banquet, new, or it is a SPQ, or it is a special prayer squad, or it is a prayer walk, or it is a any kind of prayer. He is never casual about it. Never casual. Never casual about it. He's always praying as if everything is attached to that particular prayer, that particular moment. Don't be casual about your prayer life. If you're a believer, you don't pray. I pity. I'm telling you. When you are walking, speaking tongue, you are praying and the force is coming. It is not until you start. No. I pray that God will give us the grace to understand the power that is embedded in violent prayers in the name of Jesus. Shall we please rise up on our feet as we go to God in prayer this morning? Lift up your voice and thank Him for the grace to pray.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.